You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down the threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
And this specific research was targeted to the Chromium browser, which is the open source version of Chrome, which is also the foundation for many of the popular browsers that are used today.
That's Ron Massas. He's a lead vulnerability researcher at Imperva. The research we're discussing today is titled Google Chrome SIM Stealer Vulnerability, How to Protect Your Files from Being Stolen.
And yeah, we just wanted to really map out all the ways that the browser can interact with the user file system and explore these mechanisms to better understand how they handle symbolic links.
So at the root of the issue here, as you mentioned, is this notion of SIM links, symbolic links. Can you describe to us, for folks who may not be familiar with that, what are we talking about here?
Sure. So a symbolic link is essentially a type of file that is a reference to another file or a directory. And they're usually used for bookmarks or shortcuts, but they could have very bad security consequences if they're not handled correctly.
And so how is Chrome and Chromium set up to handle them?
So usually the right way to handle them is to ignore them. And when we looked at the Chromium and Chrome browser, they usually do just that. So if you ask any developer, like, what's the ways that you can interact with the user file system? There are typically three ways. So there is the HTML input with the type equal file, which is the most basic way to upload files from the user. We have the drop event. So this is where the user drop a file to the screen or folder. And we have the new JavaScript API, the file system access API, which is just a new way to do it with JavaScript. And all those APIs handle symbolic links correctly. So they usually ignore them.
And so what was the issue here?
So while I was testing this and I set up my testing environment so that I have all those integration working, I accidentally dropped a file onto the file, the HTML file input. So apparently when you drop a file onto the HTML file input, there is a completely separate code that handles this case. And this code doesn't account for symlinks, and it's actually recursively resolves them.
Well, then let's walk through the implications of that. In your research here, you all lay out a possible attack scenario. Can you share that with us?
So we came up with a few attack scenarios. It's also, I think, important to note that there are other security mechanisms for when you upload files or a large amount of files. So, for example, if you try to upload a folder that contains, let's say, 100 files, the browser will typically show you a pop-up message saying, are you sure you want to upload this amount of files? Mm. So I just wanted to highlight that this find also bypasses all of those security mechanisms.
Oh, interesting.
So back to the explanation on the attack scenario itself. The way it goes is like it's like this. Because we found a way to recursively resolve symbolic links, this means that if we get a user to upload to our website a folder that contains symbolic links, the symbolic links could be even inside of a hidden folders, we will be able to access any file on the operating system. So the attack scenario was, we took the example of a crypto wallet generator. So if you ever created a crypto wallet, you typically get like the seed phrase. This is used to recover your wallet in case you lost your keys. And the way we wanted to exploit this is by downloading a zip file that contained this recovery keys and ask the user to upload it back to prove that they have the recovery keys. And this sounds okay because you just downloaded these files from the internet. So what harm can be done by uploading them back, right?
Right.
But if you do that, you actually upload the symbolic links that points to your private keys, your cloud credentials, or other sensitive files.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. In this scenario, would you be linking to files that you presume are on the person's system?
Yeah, and because the symbolic link is getting resolved recursively, you can just link to a different directory. So you can do like ./ and actually gain access to all the files that are before the downloads folder, for example.
Wow. So you all reached out to Google about this, and they were responsive.
Yeah, so we reported the vulnerability to Google. We showed the proof of concept. We explained the issue, and they fixed it.
But it did take a couple rounds to get it completely resolved.
Yeah, after the first fix, we took a look, and we noticed that in some cases, if the symbolic link is not relative, then the issue is can still be exploited. So we reported it back to them and they handled it in the next version.
You know, I think this research here really speaks to the fascinating reality that it seems to me that in this case, you know, you were doing some work and you just sort of stumbled across this. You accidentally triggered a behavior unintentionally that led you down this path.
Yeah, definitely. Like it was, like, I think that in the end, we will get to it because we were also looking at the source code and trying to figure out what are all the ways that the browser interact with the file system. But definitely just trying out the APIs help to speed this process up and find this. But yeah.
Was it surprising to you that that it was a different there was different code behind, you know, dragging and dropping something rather than the other ways to access files?
Yeah, it was really surprising. But the Chromium source code is huge, and there is so many components and different things. So it makes sense that as they add more things, the code just accumulates and it's opened up the possibility for such vulnerabilities.
Mm. So what are your recommendations here for folks to best protect themselves?
Yeah, so I think the best recommendation is keep your system up to date. But also, if we look at this case specifically, I would say be wary of websites or people asking you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. So in this example, downloading something and uploading it back, even if it sounds safe, you might be able to notice that there is something weird going on and should avoid it.
That's Ron Massas from Imperva. The research is titled Google Chrome SIM Stealer Vulnerability, How to Protect Your Files from Being Stolen. We'll have a link in the show notes. And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire. The CyberWire Research Saturday podcast is a production of N2K Networks, proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of Data Tribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. This episode was produced by Liz Irvin and senior producer Jennifer Iben. Our mixer is Elliot Peltzman. Our executive editor is Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.